Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.
Everyone's talking about OpenAI, Anthropic, and Google DeepMind. But while the headlines are dominated by billion-dollar labs, there's a quieter movement building in the background. Open-weight and open-source AI. It's fast-moving, it's innovative, and it might just be the biggest wild card in the entire AI race. Welcome to the Tech It For Me podcast. I'm Mike Madol. Today, we're not talking about the closed-door labs with their secret sauce models and mystery training data. We're talking about the other side of AI, the stuff you can download, run, and even tinker with yourself. I'm talking about projects like Mistral, Meta's Llama, and all the community-driven tools that anyone from a startup founder to a curious teenager can get their hands on. The question is open-source AI, or open-weight AI, about to disrupt the big AI status quo, or will it always be playing catch-up? This is Tech It For Me. Let's go.
This is the Tech It For Me podcast.
Now, before we can talk about whether open-source or open-weight AI can compete with the big players, we need to be pretty clear what we actually mean by open-source, because in AI, the term gets used pretty loosely. In traditional software, open source is simple. You get the code, you can run it, change it, redistribute it, even sell it, all under an OSI-approved license. Linux, Apache, WordPress, that's true open source. AI, though, is trickier. In most cases, when people say open source AI, they really mean open-weight AI. That's when the creators release the actual trained parameters, the brain of the model, so you can run it yourself. But the license might still have rules about how you can use it. Take Meta's Llama 3. Yeah, you can download it, run it locally, fine-tune it, and build apps on top of it, but it's not fully open in the purest sense. Meta's license specifically blocks commercial use for companies with over 700 million monthly active users. In other words, sure, you can use this unless you're Google, Microsoft, or Apple. Then there's Mistral, a Paris-based AI company with fewer than 50 employees that's making waves because they release models with minimal restrictions. They've said publicly they believe in OpenAI as a competitive equalizer, and their models are already being baked into all kinds of tools. And you can't ignore the grassroots movement around projects like Llama, which make it as easy as downloading an app to run a large language model on your own laptop. No cloud API keys, no reoccurring fees, just your own hardware and the model. Now, compare that to the closed model world, OpenAI's GPT-4o, Anthropic's Claude 3, or Google's Gemini Ultra. You can use them, but only through their platform, and you'll never see their weights or training data. The companies say that's for safety reasons, but it also keeps them firmly in control of pricing, updates, and capabilities. So, when you hear open source AI, it's worth asking, do they mean truly open, like Linux, or open weight with a few legal speed bumps? Because in this race, the details really do matter. So why is open weight and open source AI suddenly so hot right now? I'll give you four reasons. First, cost. Every API call to a closed model adds up. If you're a startup running GPT-4o, your monthly bill could rival your rent. With open models, you can run them locally on a decent GPU, no pre-query fees, no unexpected invoices. Secondly, it's the speed of innovation. Closed companies release updates every few months. In the open source world, improvements can happen daily. Developers across the globe are fine-tuning models, adding features, fixing bugs, and sharing those improvements instantly. Thirdly, customization. Closed models are like renting an apartment. You can decorate, but you can't knock down a wall. Open models are like owning the building. You can rip out the kitchen, add a new floor, turn it into a coffee shop. In industries like healthcare or law, that flexibility is truly gold. And fourth, privacy and control. For some organizations, especially in finance, defense, or government, sending sensitive data to a third-party API is truly a non-starter. Running a model in-house keeps everything in your own environment. It's kind of like the Linux moment for AI. Linux never killed Windows, but it became the backbone of the internet and countless embedded systems. OpenAI models could follow that same trajectory, not replacing the giants entirely, but powering an enormous share of the ecosystem in the background. Now, of course, there are some pretty big hurdles. The first is obviously compute. Training a frontier model, something that will compete with GPT-4, now GPT-5, or Claude 3.5, costs tens or even hundreds of millions in GPUs, energy, and talent. Most open projects don't have that budget, so they focus on smaller, more efficient models. Then there's the quality gap. Open models are improving quickly. But if you're doing complex reasoning, nuanced conversation, or highly factual answers, the top closed models still have the edge. There's also security and misuse. An open model can be fine-tuned for malicious purposes, generating deepfakes, creating phishing emails, or even writing code for malware. With closed models, companies can filter or monitor usage. With open ones, the responsibility falls entirely on the user. And finally, corporate capture. Even open projects often rely on funding from big tech or venture capital. If the money runs out or the investors want to pivot, that openness could vanish overnight. The AI world has already seen open initiatives quietly close up shop once there's a profit motive. So it begs the question, can open weight and open source AI really stand toe-to-toe with the closed giants? Personally, I see three potential futures. Number one, domination in niches. Open models become the default for specialized industries where customization, privacy, and cost control matter more than cutting-edge performance. Think legal document review, customer service bots, or industry-specific research tools. Number two is a permanent second place. Frontier models, the absolute best, stay closed forever. The cost, the talent pool, and the safety concerns keep them behind company walls. Open models keep up in some areas, but never quite match the bleeding edge. And then thirdly, the hybrid era. This is the one I think we're headed towards. Businesses will use open models for everyday automation, internal tools, and cost-sensitive workloads, and then call on closed models for the moments where they need maximum intelligence, reasoning, or multimodal capability. And make no mistake, the big players already know this. Meta isn't releasing Llama just to be nice. They're playing a strategic game, keeping themselves in the AI conversation, building developer loyalty, and putting competitive pressure on OpenAI and Google. Right now, open-weight AI is still the underdog. But history is full of underdogs that change the rules of the game. Linux didn't kill Windows. Android didn't kill iOS. But both reshaped their industries in ways that forced the big players to adapt. OpenAI models could do exactly the same, even if they never hold the performance crown. The real question isn't if OpenAI will compete, it's how it will force the closed giants to change their game.
Tech It For Me is an independent and solo-produced podcast.